Joining us now from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio is Susan Bartosz. Good morning, Susan.
Hey, good morning. Good seeing you guys again.
Yeah, when we see you, that means there's something on the horizon related to the hunger issue, and you've got your big kickoff. It's a leap year kickoff event, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what are you going to do with your extra day this year? Just think about it. So we decided to have a little party just to kind of kick off the Harvest for Hunger campaign this year.
Little different. In the past, you've had like noon type things, but this one's later in the day.
Well, it is. We thought we'd try something different. And also because Tony Gallo is our honorary chairperson this year. And, of course, you know, Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, and they always do the business after hours. So that's a, you know, networking thing that's a little bit towards the end of work. So we're going to do that. And we have a little bit more room this year. As you know, we're in our new building. And so it's the first year we're going to be having our kickoff event in this new building in our community room. And certainly we're hoping that everybody would want to stop by and either pick up their campaign supplies or, you know, hear a few words from some of the people that are running campaigns and get some tips and, you know, just kind of all of us be together and kick off this initiative.
So is the kickoff for people sort of in the process already, or can anyone show up and take part?
Yeah, anybody can come, and certainly everybody's welcome. And, you know, we'll have like kind of hors d'oeuvre kind of food and beverages. And a lot of our campaign people will be stopping by to pick up their supplies and say hello and get some tips and just kind of be reminded what's going on and why we're all doing this.
You get a chance to meet some of those people that are on the front lines of the hunger relief, and it's amazing how many people and organizations there are, like in little niche areas all around the county that help out.
Absolutely. We have over 100 so far. I mean, and there could be more. I mean, this is just what we know of, over 100 companies, organizations, groups, whether it's Girl Scout troops or, you know, top 100 companies, it doesn't really matter. All kinds of groups and people are running campaigns.
A couple of years ago, I had a chance at one of these events to meet some people from a church in Vermilion who ran a pantry, a group that I had not heard of until I met them at your event.
Right. Well, you know what? In Lorain County alone, we have 67, we call them partner charities, that are the beneficiaries of any of the food and the money that we raise for Harvest for Hunger. And literally, the purpose of this in all 21 counties is to restock these shelves of the pantries and soup kitchens, because certainly, as we all know, people think about the hunger issue at holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, what have you. But the further we get away from that time of year, it's just not top of mind. So we're doing this whole Harvest for Hunger thing now, and it's really a season. It officially kicks off this Sunday, and it'll run till April 9th. But some of these companies and organizations, they can run a campaign really whenever. Some have already run a campaign and completed. Some are just getting started. Some will be running them in March or April or what have you. But then by the time this is all over with in May, then we can literally make sure these shelves are restocked, because we're going to be going into the lean months of spring and summer.
Now, you talk about restocking the shelves. You've got new shelves, newer kind of organization process. Is it, do you notice a difference in efficiency at this new place?
Oh, incredible. The fact that, you know, we've only been in the new building since June 1st, and already, you know, we're taking a look at our numbers. Our distribution is up 7%. Our receiving, in other words, donated food and product, that's up almost 15%. And that's one of the big things. In the past, we actually had to turn food away. And that might even be from some local farmers that at harvest time, they had an extra pallet or two of something that they didn't know till the last minute of what they would be able to sell at the grain elevator or at the market, and whatever they had left they wanted to donate. But sometimes we couldn't even take that, so that would be from local or from, you know, larger purveyors. So we'd actually have to turn food away, which is crazy because there are people that need it. So we don't have to do that. We've been able to accept whatever you know, comes our way, as well as be more strategic in what we're able to direct and get through our purchasing, as well as through, you know, asking for food donations. So it's been phenomenal. And volunteer efficiencies, just because we've got more room to go through and they have new procedures and sort and organize the food to be able to get it out, that's up 30% just since June. I mean, so it's already making a difference.
It's amazing just what a space can do to change the entire way that an organization operates, too.
Absolutely.
And I also remember hearing that you have more refrigeration. So you can kind of change the types of food that you're giving, which is not just sort of the canned or the boxed items eventually. Right?
That's the big thing. You know, we're going more towards farmers markets, fresh produce, vegetables, fruit, that kind of thing, as well as, like, you know, we work with all the big box stores, you know, Walmart, Sam's Club, all of those. And, you know, the sell-by dates, they by law have to have that off the shelves, but then we arrange to get those items. And that includes meat, poultry, chicken, that kind of thing. So those get frozen, and then it's got three more months to go, but we can use it. They still can't. And so, but we need the refrigeration. And so we've got a produce cooler, a bigger regular cooler, and a huge freezer, so we can then accept whether it's farmer's produce at the last minute or, you know, box store sell-by date produce or meat, we can take it.
Do you have a fleet of vehicles that transport this stuff, or is it other organizations that come to you?
Well, both. Actually, both. We have four trucks and a semi, and they are on the road every day. We put in just our, you know, we're in charge of the four counties is our region, and just what we deliver to our partner charities, as well as make the rounds to pick up to all the stores that donate food. About 125,000 miles a year is what these trucks put on our fleet. But then our partner charities, if they want to and if they choose to, they have volunteers that work for them or that volunteer for them that have pickup trucks or vans or what have you. And that part of their volunteering service is that they come and pick up, you know, they may have just a few boxes of things at any given time. Or, you know, we always have bread and those kinds of perishable items every day that we get, so they can come and get those things too. So it's both. It's a combination. And the efficiency of our new place, we can handle that very quickly and efficiently.
You gave us numbers sort of about the distribution. What about as far as the need? How do you see that?
Well,
what's that like for 2015, 16? What's the projection?
The need, you know, we're part of Feeding America. And once again, part of why we needed to do our building is because we needed to step up. We know what's out there. We know the need. We were distributing about 7.8 million pounds of food every year. And to fulfill the needs of those in need in our region, we need to distribute about 14 million pounds of food. So we couldn't do it with turning away food. So we needed to make sure we had the capacity then to kind of get it in and move it out. So we are ramping up, and the need out there is still huge and great. But we're kind of poised to do it. And every day, like I said, we expected to be increasing production or distribution, I should say, by 40% after 2 years. I don't think it's going to be that long because we're on the fast track. Our systems are in place. It's really working, it's working beautifully. And we're able to, and with the increase in volunteers, we have 30% more volunteers. I think part of that is because we're right on Baumhart Road and people see us. And they say, you know, maybe early retirees or people that have some extra time. It's like, hey, I want to help. And we absolutely have the work for them to do. And honestly, we couldn't do it without our volunteers.
You have your kickoff on Monday.
Yep.
And how can people become part of being a partner with Second Harvest?
Well, they basically, number one, just make a decision to do that. They can go on our website, which is, you know, secondharvestfoodbank.org, and go under Harvest for Hunger. And we have all kinds of ideas and explanations about what Harvest for Hunger is and, you know, what you can do, whether you want to run a food drive or a fund drive. We've even got suggestions on some things you can do. And I'll tell you, some groups do. So you need to make a decision you want to do something, and then just within your own organization, what's the most likely thing? Is it like a one-time event or one thing you want to do, or you want to have like a week-long something or other, or maybe a month-long something. As an example, you know, Heinen's and Giant Eagle are, they are huge proponents of Harvest for Hunger, and that's throughout this whole 21-county region. And they will be kicking off this Check Out Hunger thing on Sunday, and that's in all the stores. So when you go through the cash register, they're going to ask if you want to donate to Harvest for Hunger, and they've got the little tickets, and it's, you know, $1, $5, or $10, and that's one way to participate, by just saying yes and, you know, make a donation right there in the grocery store. Or you can run something like that, you know, or a raffle, you know, in your place of business, or, you know, Girl Scout troop or a church organization, or do a food drive. You can do whatever you want to do, and if you need help, you could call us or stop by on Monday, or check out our website. You can literally have it fit whatever is good for you.
Do I have to wear orange on a certain day?
Well, you're a really good study, because that's orange is the symbolic color of hunger, and that's September's Hunger Action Month. And amazing you say that, because just yesterday the Ohio House of Representatives passed a law recognizing September as Hunger Action Month. So Nathan Manning's office just called us yesterday, and you know, we were kind of talking about it, and they let us know that they passed that through. So that's actually from yesterday. And so all of Ohio is going to be celebrating Hunger Action Month and orange this coming September. But orange is the color, symbolic color of hunger. Right. So if you want to, you can.
Well, sometimes, Craig, I think about it, because I wear orange, and Craig goes, that's actually peach. That's not quite orange.
Right. And so when I'm there on Monday, should I wear orange?
You don't have to. We're not. I mean, it's totally up to you.
Well, sure.
It's like if you want to do that.
What are the color schemes of your new building when you walk in? What kind of a paint color scheme?
We've got orange, and especially if you go into the big volunteer repack area, that splash of color in there is orange. But we do have, you know, if you've seen our community room, kind of all neutral colors, but then we've got a big splash of color in all the different rooms. So there's a blue in that room, and there's a purple in the boardroom.
Colors. Wasn't there some psychological, because you see all these fast food places, they always have orange in their logos, because there's something about orange that triggers hunger. This is not, there's something related to this. I've connected this some in the past, but we shall see if we want to keep people from not being hungry, obviously.
Yeah.
And you can take that money, that dollar, $5, and you make multiple meals out of that, right?
Yeah, for every $1 donated, we can do 4 meals. And certainly that's because we are part of, you know, a larger organization as Feeding America. So we may have access to like a 1,000 pounds of cereal that just didn't quite look pretty enough, I guess, let's say from General Mills or Post or what have you, and we'll get a truckload of that so that we can kind of break it down in 1 and 2 pound packs for the local pantries and shelters. And so those kinds of things are donations. We certainly get our donations from all of you and all of our partners and friends, and there is some food that we have to purchase. So, but all together, when you kind of add it all up, $1 can equal 4 meals.
You know, it's all starting on Leap Day, mm-hmm. Monday, the 29th, with your kickoff at your location on Baumhart Road. Again, that goes from 4 until 6. I see Tony Gallo that's where his rhythm works. He's good working in the afternoon like that, with after hours or creative type of thing. So he'll be there. And you too, Craig, will be hosting the event.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It kicks off, and again, you can go to secondharvestfoodbank.org to find out all about the details. Anything, you got one more thing?
Before we let Susan go, she is our first guest
to
come off the elevator to see our new life-size photo of Bruce and me out in the lobby.
Yes.
Was it scary, or what was he?
No, I thought it was great.
Okay, then you didn't step back off the elevator and make you jump back? Like,
but here's the thing. We had 4 of us on the elevator, and I was in the back. Wow. So I had, you know, it wasn't like, I saw it kind of as I was. Okay. So
trust me, if you're the first one and you get off, you think there's people wanting to get on the elevator and you back
off
a little
bit. No, I thought
that
was great.
So that's because we don't want to get people lost in here. In different facilities. Well, Susan, we thank you for coming in this morning. Susan Bartosz with Second Harvest Food Bank. Again, their big kickoff starts on Monday, and it runs really through March to April 9th, Harvest for Hunger. Your chance to help out the folks in need in the counties.